PGA Tour. How can I help you?
Hi, can I speak with Ruben?
This is Ruben.
Hi, Ruben. It's Soraya from Cardiff. How are you?
I'm doing good, ma'am. How are you? Did I catch you on your lunch?
Oh, yeah. I know. I was just in a little meeting, and then I came back out and got the email and stuff that you sent over everything. So everything looks good. I sent it over to Patrick's kind of like Patrick's manager, and I just CC'd Patrick on it because I imagine he'll be back on Monday, so that his manager can start kind of reviewing the file and looking at options. Are you did you have any other questions? I think you said you had some questions on the voicemail.
Well, it's because when I had talked to Patrick, I had made sure that, you know, the guy that, my other partner is one of our silent partners, so I just wanted to make sure that I didn't want him to have, he didn't want to do this, but I was like, dude, I kind of need to do this because, in order to get our a little bit more working capital, you know what I mean? And he was just kind of worried that, you know, it was going to hurt his credit and stuff like that. And I was like, no, I'm going to be the responsible party here, man, you know, so.
Yeah, what percent ownership do you guys each have?
Well, he has the 80% just because I run and own pretty. I mean, I do everything. So
okay.
He just helped me. He helped me start. And
gotcha.
So I went ahead and gave him the 80%. You know, ownership right, from the start since he helped me start it. And then
gotcha.
After a while, as we continue to grow, then of course all that will change. But for now, I'm the one that does everything. I'm the manager.
Yeah.
All the above. So.
Understood.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask: is he willing to be a part of the loan, or he doesn't want to be part of the loan?
Well, he didn't want to, but but when I was talking to Patrick, he said that, you know, since it's on our tax returns, that he kind of has to be, mm-hmm. you know, at least just have his signature. But I just want to make sure that I am the one that is the main person or whatever. I mean, he doesn't mind if we, I know you have to look at credit and all that good stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, I understand that. So, I mean, but he doesn't mind that. He just didn't want it to be a hard pull on his credit and it's going to affect him. And then, you know, all this other stuff. So I was kind of like, that's why I've been hesitant on the paperwork.
Okay.
You know, Soraya, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And Patrick said that he could work with me on that, that everything, you know, everything should be good as long as, you know, he understands what we're doing. And I'm like,
okay.
Yeah, my partner does understand what we're doing. I just wanted to clarify before y'all start running stuff.
No, it makes
or
sense.
Or start doing other things. I wanted y'all to know that, you know, I'm the one that's going to be taking care of this whole little working capital thing, and I'll be responsible, even though his name's on it and he got approval for me to do it, whatnot. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page.
Gotcha. Okay. And so just to clarify, so he's willing to sign, but it's more so that he doesn't want his credit pulled a bunch and stuff, correct?
Right.
Okay.
He doesn't want to have to be because he has another business, okay? And he's doing his thing over there on his business because I helped him over there, and now I'm he helped me over here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're kind of helping one another, but it's also at the same time where I'm really trying to do this for my gym, and I didn't want him to think that he had any responsibility when it came to if something happens. Of course, it's going to come on our company, but I mean, at the same time, I'm like, don't worry, dude, I'm going to be the one taking care of all the paperwork and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, I will definitely pass that information along to Patrick's manager, and then, you know, they can kind of have that knowledge and figure out the right program option and such.
Yeah, because, I mean, I do recall that Patrick made a comment about it. He was like, no, he goes, we have stuff like this happen all the time where the lower percentage is able to do this or, you know, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, really, I'm the one that does everything on this part. He just, you know, like I said, he just helped me with get started. So, you know, when we did our paperwork, it was kind of, you know, complicated because at first I was 100%, you know what I mean? But then
mm-hmm.
he came in, and when he helped me, we had to kind of change the thing for tax purposes.
Gotcha.
That's the only reason we changed it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know?
I know. Just from, you know, some of the programs we have, There is, like, I think one that allows for it just to be, because a lot of them are based on ownership, so a lot of them require, like, at least 50% ownership on the docs. So, you know, I'm just thinking, without having, not being the underwriter on the file or anything, there's a good chance they're going to need him on the documents as well. But, you know, there may be other options where he wouldn't have to be. It would be something that they would have to look and see kind of what would be the best fit. But I guess as long as, you know, it's something where he's okay to sign with you, you know, but you're the main guarantor.
I don't think he has a problem with, you know, signing. I guess what he was just more concerned about was, he goes, man, my credit keeps going down, dude. I can't afford to,
yeah,
you know, continue it to keep. And Patrick made a comment saying that it's a soft pull, whatnot. But,
yeah,
you know, I'm just, you know, I just didn't want it to affect what I'm asking for either. You know what I mean? I'm not asking for a lot, but
right.
But you know, just whatever can help. Honestly, Soraya, that's all we need is a little.
Yeah. Let me. I'll make sure I put these notes in there, and then I'll talk to his manager just while he's out too, so that they can make sure they you know all that. And then, do you guys have a balance with Swift right now? Swift.
I'm sorry.
Do you have a balance with Swift right now? Is that what the...
Right now. Yeah, that's with me. Yeah, that's my stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a balance of probably like maybe... they've been taking out 156 a week. That was just, you know, killing me, but it's all right. I needed the help at the time, and I didn't know you guys. The only reason I got you guys is because I received a thing in the mail the other day. So,
oh, cool.
And that's kind of where I was like, well, dang, I should have gone with these people first, you know. but now I probably owe like maybe $4,000, maybe.
Okay, that's not bad. Okay, great. Well, I'll make these notes and I'll make sure to give them to Patrick's manager, and then I'm sure, you know, he'll be back on Monday with an update for you.
That'll work, ma'am. I appreciate your time. I know it's a little complicated, but
no. But, no worries.
I'm glad you're helping me out.
Sure, yeah, my pleasure.
All righty, that's fine.
Okay.
Anything else, ma'am?
Nope, I think we're good right now. And, yeah, just have a good weekend, and I'm sure Patrick will be in touch on Monday.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too, bye-bye.